Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Love is in the air and flowers are a hot commodity. Here are some tips and tricks for bouquets, as well as advice for any live plants that might be gifted. For the recipient of the lovely bouquet, how do you make it last as long as possible? Well, first you have to accept the fact that those flowers are on borrowed time, being chopped off from the plant. The florist will have cut them, if they came from a florist, but you should be sure to recut them throughout their display. Cutting half to 1 inch off the ends with a diagonal cut every few days after the initial arranging can open up any clogged vasculature. You'll want to cut using a sharp knife because scissors, especially dull scissors, can crush stems and block water flow. Speaking of water, it should be clear and ideally mixed with the preservation packet. When the water gets cloudy and disgusting or smells bad, or at least after a week, you should change the water and add more of the floral preservation packet. When you receive it, and also when you cut the stems down, make sure that no leaves are sitting in the water. They'll decompose, promote bacteria, and cloud up the water. The last care tip is to make sure the bouquet is in place somewhere light and cool, not too drafty or hot or in direct sunlight. A quick warning. Some lilies are deadly to cats, and some are mildly toxic to most animals. True lilies, like Asiatic, Easter, Stargazer, and Tiger lilies, as well as daylilies, can cause kidney damage to cats. All parts of these flowers can be dangerous, even pollen that gets groomed off of their coat. Other lilies, like Peace Lily, Calla Lily, and Peruvian Lily, more commonly called Alstroemeria, can cause upset stomach and diarrhea, but usually are not fatal. Do not bring true lilies into your house if you have cats. Live plants are also gifted, and they aren't on a countdown like bouquets are. Miniature rose plants are common, as well as tulips and other flowering plants. Treat these gifts like other houseplants for now, but know that they need to get outside as soon as it's safe. Keep them in bright windows, don't overwater, and always check for pests. Roses are generally hardy for Kansas, but you might double check the tag if it's still intact. The last frost date is around the first week of April. The normally outdoor plant will need to stay inside a few more months and gradually transition to the outdoors. Also, remember that a blooming plant is exerting more energy than usual and needs the best conditions possible. Things like orchids and succulents will need different care than usual, with orchids needing plenty of humidity and coarse material to grow on, and succulents preferring to dry out. Show some love to those plants, as well as the Valentine. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.